2465, verses 31 to 36. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man in the earth to come unto us, according to the way of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, and let us quicken seed from our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in, and lay with her father. And he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow, that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in, and lie with him, and let us quicken seed from our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him. And he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And the two daughters of Lot conceived by their father. The firstborn said unto the younger, signifies here as before the affections. The firstborn, the affection of such good, the younger, the affection of such falsity. Our father is old, and there is no man in the earth, signifies that it is no longer known what good is and what truth is. To come unto us signifies with which they might be conjoined, according to the way of all the earth, signifies according to doctrinal things. The earth is the church. Come, let us make our father drink wine, signifies that they should imbue such good with falsities, which are the wine. And let us lie with him, signifies that in this way they would be conjoined. And let us quicken seed from our father, signifies that so there would be a newness of a sort of church. And they made their father drink wine, signifies that they imbued such good with falsities. That night signifies when all things were in such obscurity. And the firstborn went in, signifies the affection of such good, and lay with her father, signifies that thus they were brought into accordance. And he knew not when she lay down nor when she arose, signifies that such a general kind of good knew no otherwise than that it was so. And it came to pass on the morrow, signifies afterwards, that the firstborn said unto the younger, signifies that the affection of such good persuaded the falsity. Behold, I lay yesternight with my father, signifies that thus they were conjoined. Let us make him drink wine this night also, signifies here as before that they imbued such good with falsities when everything was in such obscurity. And go thou in and lie with him, signifies that these things also should be conjoined. And let us quicken seed from our father, signifies here as before that so there would be a newness of a sort of church. And they made their father drink wine that night also, signifies that in that obscure state they imbued such good with falsities. And the younger arose and lay with him, signifies that the affection of falsity did in like manner, so that falsities appeared as truths, and in this way they were conjoined. And he knew not when she lay down nor when she arose, signifies that such general good knew no otherwise than that it was so. And the two daughters of Lot conceived by their father, signifies that hence was the origin of such a religion as is signified by Moab and the son of Ammon. 2466. That the things now set forth are signified in the internal sense can be confirmed, and indeed as to each word, but most of them have been confirmed before, and besides, they are such as do violence to our ideas and give offense to chaste ears. From the summary explication, we can see that by the things in question there is described the origin of such a religion, as is signified in the word by Moab and the son of Ammon. The nature of this religion will be told hereafter, where Moab and the son of Ammon are treated of. That it is adulterated good and falsified truth is evident. The adulterations of good and the falsifications of truth are commonly described in the word by adulteries and whoredoms, and are also so called, the reason of which is based on the fact that good and truth form a marriage with each other. Number 1904, 2173. Nay, incredible as it may appear to most, it is from this marriage, as from its genuine origin, that there comes the sanctity of marriages on earth, and also the laws of marriages given in the word. For the case is this. When celestial and spiritual things descend out of heaven into a lower sphere, they are there turned in the most perfect manner into some likeness of marriages, and this from the correspondence that exists between spiritual and natural things, concerning which correspondence of the Lord's divine mercy elsewhere. But when they are perverted in the lower sphere, as is done where evil genii and evil spirits are present, the same are then turned into such things as belong to adulteries and whoredoms. Hence it is that contaminations of good and perversions of truth are described in the word by adulteries and whoredoms, and are also so named, as is very evident from the following passages in Ezekiel. Thou didst commit whoredom because of thy name, and pouredst out thy whoredoms on every one that passed by. Thou didst take of thy garments, and madest for thee high places decked with divers colors, and didst commit whoredom upon them. Thou didst take the vessels of thy adornment, of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest for thee images of a male, and didst commit whoredom with them. Thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them. Was there but little of thy whoredoms? Thou hast committed whoredom with the sons of Egypt, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast multiplied thy whoredom to provoke me to anger. Thou hast committed whoredom with the sons of Asher, and hast committed whoredom with them, and wast not satisfied. And thou hast multiplied thy whoredom even unto the land of traffic, unto Chaldea. And yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. 16, verses 15 to 17, 20, 26, 28, 29, etc. Where Jerusalem is treated of, by which is here signified the church perverted in respect to truths. Everyone can see that all these things have quite different meanings. That something of the church that has been perverted is called whoredom is quite evident. The garments here mentioned denote the truths that are being perverted. The falsities thence derived, which are worshipped, are the high places decked with divers colors, with which there was whoredom. That garments denote truths may be seen above, number 1073, and that high places denote worship, number 796. The vessels of adornment of gold and silver which I had given denote the cognitions of good and truth from the word by which they confirm falsities. And when these appear as truths, they are called images of a male with which whoredom was committed. That the vessels of adornment of gold and silver denote the cognitions of good and truth is evident from the signification of gold as being good. Number 113, 1551, 1552, and of silver as being truth, number 1551, 2048, and that the images of a male signify that they appear as truths, may be seen above, number 2046. that the sons and daughters which they bore and sacrificed to them denote the truths and goods which they have perverted, is evident from the signification of sons and daughters. See number 489 to 491, 533, 2362. That to commit whoredom with the sons of Egypt denotes to pervert these truths and goods by means of scientifics, is evident from the signification of Egypt as being the scientific. Number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462. That to commit whoredom with the sons of Asher denotes to pervert them by reasonings, is evident from the signification of Asher as being reasoning. Number 119, 1186. That to multiply whoredom even unto the land of Chaldea denotes to pervert them even to the profanation of truth, which is Chaldea. Number 1368. All this makes clear what is the nature of the internal sense of the word in the very sense of the letter. In like manner elsewhere in the same prophet. Two women, the daughters of one mother, committed whoredom in Egypt. They committed whoredom in their youth. Samaria is Aholah. Jerusalem is Aholibah. Aholah committed whoredom under me, and she doted on her lovers, the Assyrians her neighbors. She bestowed her whoredoms upon them, the choice of all the sons of Asher. She hath not forsaken her whoredoms from Egypt, for they lay with her in her youth. Aholibah corrupted her love more than she, and her whoredoms more than the whoredoms of her sister. She doted upon the sons of Asher. She added to her whoredoms, and saw the images of the Chaldeans. She doted upon them at the view of her eyes. The sons of Babel came to her into the bed of loves. 23, verses 2 to 5, 7, 8, 11, 12, 14, 16, etc. Samaria denotes the church which is in the affection of truth, and Jerusalem that which is in the affection of good, whose whoredoms with the Egyptians and with the sons of Asher denote perversions of good and truth by means of scientifics and reasonings, by which falsities are confirmed, as is evident from the signification of Egypt. Number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462. And of Asher, number 119, 1186. That this was done even to profane worship, which in respect to truth is Chaldea, number 1368, and in respect to good is the sons of Babel, number 1182, 1326. In Isaiah, and it shall come to pass at the end of 70 years that Yahuwah will visit Tyre, and she shall return to her harlot hire, and shall commit whoredom with all the kingdoms of the earth. 23, verse 17. It is the vaunting of what is false that is signified by the harlot hire and the whoredom of Tyre. That Tyre denotes the cognitions of truth may be seen above, number 1201. And also that the kingdoms with which the whoredom was committed denote truths, number 1672. In Jeremiah, thou hast committed whoredom with many companions, and return again unto me. Lift up thine eyes unto the hills, and see, where hast thou not been debauched? Upon the ways hast thou sat for them as an Arab in the wilderness, and thou hast profaned the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. 3, verses 1 and 2. To commit whoredom and to profane the land with whoredoms denote to pervert and falsify the truths of the church. That the land denotes the church, see above, number 662, 1066, 1067. Again, by the voice of her whoredom she hath profaned the land. She hath committed adultery with stone and with wood. Jeremiah 3, verse 9. To commit adultery with stone and with wood denotes to pervert the truths and goods of external worship. That stone is such truth may be seen above, number 643, 1298, and that wood is such good, number 643. Again, because they have wrought folly in Israel, and have committed adultery with the wives of their fellows, and have spoken a word in my name that is false, which I commanded them not. Jeremiah 29, verse 23. To commit adultery with the wives of their fellows is to teach falsities from them. Again, in the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a horrible thing, in committing adultery and walking in falsehood. Jeremiah 23, verse 14. Where to commit adultery regards good which is contaminated, and to walk in falsehood regards truth which is perverted. Again, I have seen thine abominations, thine adulteries, and thy neighings, the foulness of thy whoredom upon the hills and the field. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem, thou wilt not be made clean. How long shall it yet be? Jeremiah 13, verse 27. In Hosea, whoredom and wine and new wine have taken possession of the heart. My people inquireth of wood, and the staff thereof will declare it. For the spirit of whoredom hath led them astray, and they have committed whoredom from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under the oak, the poplar, and the terebinth. Therefore your daughters commit whoredom, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Shall I not visit upon your daughters because they commit whoredom, and upon your daughters-in-law because they commit adultery? For they divide with whores, and sacrifice with prostitutes. 4, verses 11 to 14. What each of these things signifies in the internal sense can be seen from the signification of wine as being falsity, of new wine as being the evil thence derived, of the wood that is inquired of as being the good of the delight of some cupidity, of the staff that will declare as being the imaginary power of their understanding, also of the mountains and the hills as being the loves of self and of the world, of the oak, the poplar, and the terebinth, as being so many gross perceptions thence derived, in which they trust, of daughters and the daughters-in-law, as being such affections, all of which show what is here signified by whoredoms, adulteries, and harlots. In the same, O Israel, thou hast committed whoredom over thy God, thou hast loved harlot hire upon all the corn floors. 9, verse 1. Harlot hire denotes the vaunting of what is false. In Moses, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they commit whoredom after their gods, and sacrifice unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifices, and thou take of his daughters for thy sons, and his daughters commit whoredom after their gods, and make thy sons commit whoredom after their gods. Exodus 34, verses 15 and 16. In the same, I will cut off all that commit whoredom after him, committing whoredom after Molech, from the midst of their people. And the soul that turneth unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto the soothsayers, to commit whoredom after them, I will set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from the midst of his people. Leviticus 20, verses 5 and 6. In the same, your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your whoredoms until your bodies be consumed in the wilderness. Numbers 14, verse 33. In the same, remember all the precepts of Yahuwah, and do them, that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye do commit whoredom. Numbers 15, verse 39. And still more plainly in John, an angel said, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great harlot that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed whoredom, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her whoredom. Revelation 17, verses 1 and 2. The great harlot denotes those who are in profane worship. The many waters upon which she sits are cognitions. Number 28, 739. The kings of the earth who have committed whoredom with her are the truths of the church. Number 1672, 2015, 2069. The wine with which they were made drunk is falsity. Number 1071, 1072. Because wine and drunkenness signify these things, it is said of the daughters of Lot that they made their father drink wine. Verses 32, 33, 35. In the same, Babylon hath made all nations drink of the wine of the fury of her whoredom, and the kings of the earth have committed whoredom with her. Revelation 18, verse 3. Babylon or Babel denotes a worship, the externals of which appear holy, while the interiors are profane. Number 1182, 1295, 1326. The nations that she makes to drink are the goods which are being profaned. Number 1259, 1260, 1416, 1849. The kings who committed whoredom with her are truths. Number 1672, 2015, 2069. In the same, true and just are the judgments of the Lord God, for he hath judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her whoredom. Revelation 19, verse 2. Where the earth denotes the church. Number 566, 662, 1066, 1068, 2117, 2118. As whoredoms signify such things, and daughters signify affections, it was therefore forbidden so severely that the daughter of a priest should commit whoredom, concerning which we read in Moses. The daughter of a priest, having begun to commit whoredom, she is profaning her father. She shall be burned with fire. Leviticus 21, verse 9. It was also commanded that they should not bring the hire of a harlot into the house of Yahuwah, because it is an abomination. Deuteronomy 23, verse 18. And for the same reason, there was such an inquisitorial process concerning a wife whose husband had conceived a suspicion of adultery. Numbers 5, verses 12 to 31. In which instance, each and all things have relation to the adulterations of good. Moreover, in the Word, many different kinds of adulteries and whoredoms are spoken of, and still more varieties. This kind, which is here described by Lot's daughters lying with their father, is what is called Moab, and the son of Ammon, now to be explained. 2467, verses 37 and 38. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. He is the father of Moab, even unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the sons of Ammon, even unto this day. The firstborn bear a son, signifies the religion of that church in respect to good, and called his name Moab, signifies its quality. He is the father of Moab, even unto this day, signifies that this is the source of such persons. And the younger, she also bare a son, signifies the falsified truth of that church, and called his name Ben-Ami, signifies its quality. He is the father of the sons of Ammon, even unto this day, signifies that this is the source of such persons. 2468. These things, again, need no confirmation, for that such things are signified is evident from the explication itself, and from what precedes and what follows. But what is the nature and quality of the religion signified by Moab and the sons of Ammon can be seen from their origin, as here described, as well as from many passages in the Word, both historic and prophetic, where these nations are mentioned. To speak generally, they denote those who are in an external worship which appears in a manner holy, but who are not an internal worship, and who readily learn as being goods and truths the things that belong to external worship, but reject and despise those of internal worship. Such worship and such religion fall to the lot of those who are natural good, but despise others in comparison with themselves. They are not unlike fruits, which in the external form are not unbeautiful, but which are moldy or rotten within. And they are not unlike marble vases, within which are things impure and even foul. Or not unlike women, seemly enough in face, form, and manners, but diseased within and full of impurities. For there is a general good appertaining to such which appears not ill-favored, but the particulars that enter into it are filthy. In the beginning, indeed, it is not so, but it gradually becomes so. For such men easily suffer themselves to be imbued with whatever things are called good, and with any falsities whatsoever that are derived from these, and which, because they confirm them, they suppose to be truths, and this because they despise the interior things of worship, for the reason that they are in the love of self. Such persons have their existence and derivation from those who are in external worship alone, represented in this chapter by Lot, and this when the good of truth has been desolated. They are described in the Word, both such as they are in the beginning, when their good has not yet become so defiled, and afterwards when it is becoming defiled, and also after this, when it has become utterly defiled. And it is shown that they reject the interior things of worship and of doctrine. The character of such in the beginning, when their good has not yet become so defiled, is described in Daniel. In the time of the end shall the king of the south be at variance with him, and the king of the north shall rush upon him like a storm, with chariot and with horsemen and with many ships, and shall come into the lands, and shall overflow, and shall pass through. And he shall come into the land of beauty, and many lands shall go to ruin. These shall be rescued out of his hand, Edom and Moab, and the firstlings of the sons of Ammon. 11 verses 40 and 41. The king of the south denotes those who are in goods and truths. The king of the north, those who are in evils and falsities. The king of the north with chariot, horsemen, and ships, coming upon the lands, overflowing and passing through, signifies that the evils and falsities denoted by chariots, horsemen, and ships will prevail. Edom, Moab, and the firstlings of the sons of Ammon, who are to be rescued out of his hand, denote those who are in such good that is not as yet so defiled by falsities, on which account they are called the firstlings of the sons of Ammon. In Moses, we passed through by the way of the wilderness, and Yehovah said unto Moses, Distress not Moab, neither mingle thyself with them in war, for I will not give thee of his land for an inheritance, because I have given Ar unto the sons of Lot for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 2, verses 8 and 9. And concerning the sons of Ammon, Yehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Thou art to pass this day over Ar, the border of Moab, and thou wilt come near over against the sons of Ammon. Distress them not, nor mingle thyself with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the sons of Ammon for an inheritance, because I have given it unto the sons of Lot for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 2, verses 17 to 19. Ar denotes such good. Moab and the sons of Ammon denote those who are in such good, but in the beginning, on which account it is ordered that they be not distressed. Hence it is that Moab drove out the Emim and the Rephaim, who were like the Anakim, and that the sons of Ammon also drove out the Rephaim, whom they called the Zamzumim. Deuteronomy 2, verses 9 to 11, 18 to 21. By the Emim, Rephaim, Anakim, and Zamzumim are signified those who are imbued with persuasions of what is evil and false. See number 581, 1673. By Moab and the sons of Ammon are here meant those who were not yet so imbued. These nations, however, when they too had become so imbued, that is, when their good was defiled by falsities, were likewise driven out. Numbers 21, verses 21 to 31, Ezekiel 25, verses 8 to 11. Their character, when their good is becoming defiled, is described in Jeremiah. Unto Moab, thus saith Yahuwah, Woe unto Nebo, for it is laid waste, Kiriathaim is put to shame, is taken, Misgab is put to shame and is dismayed. The praise of Moab is no more. Give wing to Moab, for flying she must fly away, and her cities shall become a desolation without any to dwell therein. Leave the cities and dwell on the rock, O inhabitants of Moab, and be like the dove. She maketh her nest in the passages of the mouth of the pit. I know his anger, saith Yehovah, but it is not firm. His falsities, they have not done right. Therefore will I howl over Moab, and I will cry out to all Moab. From the weeping of Jazer will I weep for thee, O vine of Sibmah. Thy shoots have passed over the sea. They reached even to the sea of Jazer. Upon thy summer fruits and upon thy vintage, the spoiler is fallen. Therefore my heart is moved over Moab like flutes. Woe unto thee, O Moab, the people of Chemosh is destroyed, for thy sons are taken into captivity, and thy daughters into captivity. And I will bring back the captivity of Moab in the latter days. 48, verses 1, 9, 28, 30 to 32, 36, 46, 47. In this whole chapter, the subject treated of is Moab, but through him those are treated of who are in such good, in that they suffer themselves to be imbued with falsities, on which account it is said that they should give wing to Moab, that it may fly away, and that its cities shall become a desolation, but that they should leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and make nests like the dove in the passages of the mouth of the pit, and so on, by which expressions it is signified that they are persuaded to remain in their general goods and truths, and that if they should then be seduced by the falsities of ignorance, they will be brought back from captivity in the latter days. But concerning those with whom this was not done, it is said, I will howl over Moab, I will cry out for all Moab, and my heart is moved over Moab. The falsities with which they are imbued are signified by Nebo, Kiriathaim, Misgab, Sibma, Jazer, Chemosh, and other names in this chapter. In Isaiah, "And nest sent away shall the daughters of Moab be. Bring forth counsel, execute judgment. Make thy shadow like the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcasts, betray not the wanderer. Let mine outcasts dwell with thee, O Moab. Be thou a covert to them from the spoiler. We have heard the arrogance of Moab. He is very arrogant, his pride and his arrogance and his anger. His lies are not so. Therefore Moab shall howl. For Moab all shall howl. Therefore my bowels shall be stirred like a harp of a Moab, and mine inward part for the city of Harris. And it shall come to pass when Moab shall be seen, when he is wearied upon the high place, and shall come to his sanctuary to pray, that he shall not prevail. In 3 years, as if years of hire, and the praise of Moab shall become vile in all the great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and not strong." 16 verses 2 to 4, 6, 11, 12, and 14. Moab is further treated of in this whole chapter, and through him those who are in such good, and they are described there in words similar to those in Jeremiah chapter 48, and are in like manner persuaded to remain in their general goods and truths, and not to suffer themselves to be imbued with falsities. These general goods and truths are signified by their giving counsel, executing judgment, hiding the outcasts, not betraying the wanderer, and being a covert to the outcasts from the spoiler. All of which things signify the externals of worship. But as they suffer themselves to be imbued with falsities, it is said, "In 3 years, as years of hire, shall the praise of Moab become vile in all the great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and not strong." As such persons are easily led away, Moab is called the sending forth of the hand of the Philistines, and the sons of Ammon their obedience. In Isaiah, "The root of Jesse, which standeth for an ensign of the peoples, unto him shall the nations seek, and his rest shall be glory. The envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the enemies of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not distress Ephraim. And they shall fly upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the sea. Together shall they spoil the sons of the east, Edom, Moab, the sending forth of their hand, and the sons of Ammon their obedience." 11 verses 10, 13, and 14. The root of Jesse denotes the Lord. Judah, those who are in celestial good. Ephraim, those who are in spiritual truth. The Philistines, those who are in the mere science of the cognitions of truth and not in charity. The sons of the East, those who are in the mere science of the cognitions of good and also not in charity. And Moab is called the sending forth of their hand, and the sons of Ammon their obedience, because they are imbued with falsities by them. But of what character become those who are called Moab and the sons of Ammon when their good has been altogether defiled by falsities, is described in David. "God hath spoken in his holiness, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot." Psalm 60, verses 7 to 9. And also Psalm 108, verses 8 to 10. The washpot denotes good defiled by falsities. In Jeremiah, "The praise of Moab is no more. In Heshbon they have devised evil against him. Come, let us cut him off from being a nation. Moab hath been at peace from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, and hath not gone into exile. Therefore his taste remaineth in him, and his odor is not changed. On all the housetops of Moab there shall be lamentation everywhere, because I have broken Moab like a vessel in which there is no pleasure. 48 verses 2, 11, and 38. The falsities with which the good denoted by Moab is defiled are here called lees, in which the taste and the odor remain, if he is not reformed, which is here denoted by being emptied from vessel to vessel. This good itself is called the vessel in which there is no pleasure, just as in David it is called a washpot in which washing is done. In Isaiah, in this mountain the hand of Yehovah resteth, and Moab shall be trodden down under it, as chaff is trodden down in the dunghill. 25 verse 10. That they who are in such good care for external things only, and despise, reject, and indeed spew out the internal things of worship and of doctrine, and that consequently they have falsities instead of truths. In Ezekiel, Son of man, set thy face toward the sons of Ammon, and prophesy against them, and say unto the sons of Ammon, Hear the word of the Lord Yehoweh. Thus saith the Lord Yehoweh, Because thou saidst, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity, I will make Rabbah a habitation for camels, and the sons of Ammon a couching place for the flock. Thus saith the Lord Yehoweh, Because thou hast clapped the hand, and hast stamped with the foot, and hast been glad with all the contempt of thy soul against the ground of Israel, therefore, behold, I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and give thee for a spoil to the nations, and I will cut thee off from the peoples, and destroy thee from the lands. 25 verses 2 to 11. These words, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity, thou hast clapped the hand and hast stamped with the foot, and hast been glad with all the contempt of thy soul against the land of Israel, are expressions of contempt, derision, and rejection of the interior things of worship and of doctrine. And when these are rejected, external things are of no avail. But such persons are given for a spoil to the nations, that is, they are taken possession of by evils, and are cut off from the peoples, that is, by falsities, and are destroyed from the earth, that is, they become of no church. In Zephaniah, I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the blasphemes of the sons of Ammon, who have reproached my people. They enlarged against their border. Therefore, as I live, Moab shall be as Sodom, and the sons of Ammon as Gomorrah, a place abandoned to the nettle, and a pit of salt, and a perpetual desolation. This they have for their pride, because they reproached and enlarged against the people of Yehovah Zebaoth. 2 verses 8 to 10. To reproach the people, and to enlarge against their boundary, and against the people of Yehovah Zebaoth, is to hold as vile and to reject interior truths, which are the people of Yehovah Zebaoth. The consequence of this is that goods become evils of falsity, which are Sodom and a place abandoned to the nettle, and truths become falsities, which are Gomorrah and a pit of salt. For it is from internal things that external are capable of being good and true. In David, Thine enemies craftily meditate a secret thing against thy people. They consult together against thy hidden ones. Come, let us cut them off from being a nation, and let the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. For they consult together with one heart. Against thee do they cut out a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They are an arm to the sons of Lot. Psalm 83, verses 2-8. To consult together against the hidden ones, to cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel should be no more in remembrance, denotes to utterly reject interior things. The tents of Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab, the Hagarenes, Gebel, and Ammon denote those who are in the external things of worship and of doctrine. Philistia with Tyre denote the things they say concerning internal things while not being in them. Asher, who is an arm to the sons of Lot, denotes the reasoning by which they contend in favor of external things and against internal things. In Moses, a man shall not take his father's wife, and shall not violate his father's skirt. He that is bruised with a bruising, or is bruised in the testicle, shall not come into the congregation of Yahuwah. A Moabite and an Ammonite shall not come into the congregation of Yahuwah, even to the tenth generation. They shall not come into the congregation of Yahuwah forever. Deuteronomy 22, verse 30, 23, verses 1-3. These words show what is the character of Moab and Ammon in the end of days, or when they have become altogether imbued with falsities, that is, those with whom good is being adulterated and truth falsified, in that they despise, reject, and at length utterly cast out all interior things. On this account they are here mentioned after mention has been made of foul adulteries, such as taking a father's wife and violating a father's skirt, nearly as is related of Lot's daughters, from whom came Moab and Ammon, and also after the mention of those who are bruised with the bruising and bruised in the testicle, by whom are signified those who utterly reject whatever is of love and charity. The congregation of Yahuwah is heaven, into which they cannot come because they have no remains, which are solely from interior goods and interior truths, and are signified by the tenth generation. Number 576, 1738, 2280. These were also among the nations who sacrificed their sons and daughters to Molech, by which is signified in the internal sense that they extinguished truths and goods. For the god of Moab was Chemosh, and the god of the sons of Ammon was Molech and Milcom. First Book of Kings 11, verses 7 and 33. Second Book of Kings 23, verse 13, to which they sacrificed. Second Book of Kings 3, verse 27. That by sons and daughters are signified truths and goods may be seen above. Number 489 to 491, 533, 1147. Such, then, is the signification of Moab and Ammon. But as regards the various kinds of falsity by which they adulterate goods and extinguish truths, these are numerous, being thus recounted in Jeremiah, but merely by names. Judgment is come upon the land of the plain, upon Holon, upon Yazar, and upon Mephiath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth-Diblathaim, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth-Gamel, and upon Beth-Meon, and upon Kiriath, and upon Bozra, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken. Make him drunken, because he magnified himself against Yahuwah, and let Moab exult in his vomit. 48, verses 21-26. These are the kinds of falsity that assemble together in those who are called Moab and Ammon. But what is the nature and quality of these various kinds of falsity can be seen from the signification of these several names in the internal sense. That in the word, names signify nothing else than actual things has often been shown already. Concerning man's memory, which remains after death, and the recollection of what he had done in the life of the body. 2469. Scarcely anyone has yet known that every man has two memories, one exterior and the other interior, and that the exterior memory is proper to his body, but the interior memory to his spirit. 2470. Man, while living in the body, can scarcely be aware that he has an interior memory, because the interior memory then acts almost as one with his exterior memory. For the ideas of thought of the interior memory flow into the things in the exterior memory as into their vessels, and the two are there conjoined together. It is as when angels and spirits are speaking to a man, for then the ideas of the former, by which they converse with each other, flow into the words of the man's language, and so conjoin themselves with them that the spirits know no otherwise than that they are speaking the man's own language, when yet the ideas are theirs, and the words into which they flow are the man's, on which subject I have often spoken with spirits. 2471. These two memories are entirely distinct from each other. To the exterior memory, which is proper to man while he is living in the world, pertain all the words of languages, also the objects of the outer senses, and also the scientifics that belong to the world. To the interior memory pertain the ideas of the speech of spirits, which are of the inner sight and all rational things, from the ideas of which thought itself comes into existence. That these two classes of things are distinct from each other, man does not know, both because he does not reflect upon it, and because he is in corporeal things, from which he cannot then so far withdraw his mind. 2472. Hence it is that men, while living in the body, cannot speak with each other except by means of languages distinguished into articulate sounds, that is, into words, and are unable to understand one another unless they are acquainted with these languages, for the reason that their speech is from the exterior memory. Whereas spirits speak with each other by means of a universal language, distinguished into ideas such as are of thought itself, and thus they can have converse with any spirit whatever, of whatever language and nation he had been while in the world, for the reason that their speech is from the interior memory. Into this language comes every man immediately after death, because he comes into this memory, which, as before said, is proper to his spirit. See number 1637, 1639, 1757, 1876. 2473. The interior memory immeasurably surpasses the exterior, and is relatively as are some myriads to one, or as light is to darkness. For myriads of the ideas of the interior memory flow into a single thing of the exterior memory, and there present a general obscure something. Hence all the faculties of spirits, and still more those of angels, are in a more perfect state, that is, both their sensations and their thoughts and perceptions. In what way the interior memory excels the exterior may be seen from examples. When a man calls to remembrance any other man whose quality is known to him from the intercourse of many years, whether a friend or an enemy, that which he then thinks about him is presented as one obscure thing, and this because he is thinking from the exterior memory. But when the same man has become a spirit and calls the other to remembrance, that which he then thinks about him is presented as to all the ideas which he had ever conceived concerning him, and this because he is then thinking from the interior memory. And so it is with everything. The thing itself about which anyone has known many things presents itself in the exterior memory as a single general thing. But in the interior memory, it presents itself as to all the particulars about which he has ever acquired for himself an idea in respect to that thing. And this in a wonderful form. 2474. All things whatever that a man hears and sees, and by which he is affected, are, unknown to the man, insinuated as to ideas and ends into his interior memory, and they remain in it, so that not anything perishes, although the same things are obliterated in the exterior memory. Such, therefore, is the interior memory, that there are inscribed on it all the single, nay, the most singular things that the man has ever thought, spoken, and done, nay, even those which have appeared to him as but a shade, with the minutest particulars, from his earliest infancy to the last of old age. The memory of all these things the man has with him when he comes into the other life, and he is successively brought into full recollection of them. This is his book of life, which is opened in the other life, and according to which he is judged. Men can scarcely believe this, but yet it is most true. All the ends which to him have been in obscurity, and all the things he has thought, together with everything that from these he has spoken and done, down to the smallest point, are in that book, that is, in the interior memory, and whenever the Lord grants, are made manifest before the angels as in clear day. This has several times been shown me, and has been attested by so much experience that not the least doubt remains. 2475. As yet, no one knows what is the state of souls after death in respect to the memory. From much and daily experience of many years, it has been given me to know that after death a man loses nothing whatever of what has been in his memories, whether in the exterior or in the interior memory, insomuch that nothing can possibly be thought of so small or so minute that the man does not have it with him, so that after death he leaves nothing whatever behind him except his bones and flesh, which, while he lived in the world, were not animated from themselves, but from the life of his spirit, which was his purer substance annexed to the things of the body. 2476. But as regards man's exterior memory, the case is this. He has all things of it with him, both in general and in particular, but he is not then allowed to use this memory, but only the interior memory. The reasons are many. The first being that which has been stated, namely, that from the interior memory one can speak and hold intercourse in the other life with all in the universe. The second is that this memory is proper to the spirit and is adapted to the state in which it then is. For exterior things, that is, those of the scientific, of the world, and of the body, are adapted to man and correspond to his state while he is in the world and the body. But interior things, that is, things rational, spiritual, and celestial, are adapted and correspond to his spirit.